Some Massachusetts companies can bring up to one quarter of their workforce back to offices as soon as next week under the state's new reopening plan. Other industries, such as construction and manufacturing, can resume work immediately as long as safety measures are in place. While some workers may be more than happy to get back out there, others are wondering about their health and their rights. So this morning, to help address that, we turn to Judith Miller. Judith is an attorney at the firm Miller Employment Law in Newton. Judith, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So let's start this way. Massachusetts businesses outside of Boston can recall enough workers to fill up to 25% of their regular capacities starting on Monday. Boston companies have to wait until June 1st under city rules. So what if your boss tells you to come back to work next week, but you don't feel safe doing that? Could that be grounds for firing?
It depends on your circumstances. If you have a disability, something that causes you to be high risk for the virus, like asthma or diabetes, which are considered disabilities under state and federal discrimination laws, you can ask for an accommodation, and the employer, you know, is required to make sure that the workplace is safe, so that you are able to return without contracting the virus. In addition, the new rules that came out from the Commonwealth yesterday give preference to people who are at high risk via the Center for Disease Control's ratings to get accommodations. And so someone who is, say, 65 or older, who may not have a disability but is high risk, can also ask for an accommodation.
What do you mean by accommodation, Judith?
So an accommodation might be getting a private office instead of working in a cubicle with plexiglass. An accommodation might be continuing to work remotely. Accommodation might be changing your hours so that you come in at a time when other people aren't in the office. Those types of things that would protect you from infection.
All right. On to construction and manufacturing jobs, which can resume work immediately under the state's plan. Not coming into work probably isn't an option for many of those workers. So what would someone in that field do?
Well, it's interesting. For some of those workers, it actually is an option. I had an employee who works as an electrician tell me that the way they get jobs is through the union hall, and many people are rejecting work because they're making more money on unemployment than they are on if they went back to work. And the reason for that is that in Massachusetts, you get paid 50% of your base wages, as unemployment up to $823 a week. Plus, from the feds, you get $600 a week. So someone making, say, $800 a week would get $400 from the state, $600 from the feds. And so they'd be making more money on unemployment than they would be if they went back to work.
There's been no change to the order closing most daycare centers until June 29th. The pandemic has been very hard on parents who don't have school or daycare to go during the day. Do companies have any legal obligation to parents who say they have to stay home to take care of kids?
Yes, they do. Under the new Families First Federal Act, employees who have school-aged children and or younger and can't get child care are entitled to 12 weeks of leave, and that leave is supposed to be paid at two-thirds of their base pay rate. So that will help them at least until the end of this school year.
All right. Attorney Judith Miller with the firm Miller Employment Law in Newton. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.